Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 447 for Thursday, June 23rd. I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were down Thursday morning, continuing their trend of the past week as bearish technical signals and good North American weather weighed on prices. Canola was down $2 to $4, the November contract down $3 at $489.90 per ton. Early strength in the Canadian dollar added to the softer tone in canola. Chicago Board of Trade soybeans were also down early today, although soy oil was a bit steady. However, ideas that losses were starting to look overdone did help provide underlying support. The need to keep some weather premiums in the market, given the long growing season ahead, and end-user bargain hunting also provided support. A general sense of uncertainty in global financial markets, as Britain votes on whether or not it will leave the European Union today, also kept some caution in the agricultural futures. Milling wheat, durum, and barley are all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are all lower, with bearish technical signals, good U.S. weather conditions, and uncertainty over the British vote all weighing on prices. Soybeans were down 3 to 13 cents, the November contract down 12 at 11.04 per bushel. While the path of least resistance is pointed down for soybeans, the market did find some support from solid export demand, with weekly U.S. sales of about 1.3 million tons, old and new crop combined, coming in at the high end of expectations. For corn, prices are down 5 to 8 cents, the September contract down 8 at 3.89 per bushel. Yesterday's drop below the psychological $4 per bushel mark was bearish from a chart standpoint, keeping the technical bias lower. A decline in demand from the ethanol sector also weighed on corn, but weekly U.S. corn export sales of 870,000 tons old crop and 550,000 tons new crop did beat expectations, helping limit the losses. Wheat futures, they're down 3 to 5 cents, the September contract in Chicago down 4 at $4.68 per bushel. Chart-based selling remained a feature, although harvest delays due to thunderstorms in parts of the U.S. plains were a bit supportive. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday morning, June 23rd. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin.